Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good Wednesday morning, Judy.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you, David.
Well, it's certainly happy in terms of the productions that go on in Schenectady, but I see something here. What are they calling it? This is a New York musical theatrical production tax credit for Upstate. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it turns out the 25% tax credit that lured Disney to produce Newsies in Schenectady didn't actually go in to effect until January 1st, more than 2 months after they were done producing the show. So on Tuesday, the state awarded Disney a $1 million grant to make up most of the cost of losing out on the Upstate New York musical and theatrical production tax credit. When Disney decided to kick off its 25-city tour of Newsies the Musical last fall at Proctor's in Schenectady, it made sure to arrive in Schenectady a month early to prep for the show. It had to build sites, hang from lights, fit costumes, choreograph performance cues, and, you know, deal with microphone frequencies, which I'm sure you know about. It was a month-long process, and it's called teching, and it created about 155 temporary jobs, many of them local, including cast, crew, musicians, administration, and other personnel. When the state tax credit passed, Proctors believed it was going to start with the state's fiscal year in April. That's what Proctors told Disney, and that's why they came here. When Disney and Proctors learned that Newsies wouldn't actually qualify for the credit because it didn't take effect until January 1st, they worked with the governor's office to look for an alternative reimbursement, and that's what they got yesterday. The grant from Empire State Development was part of nearly $17 million in funding that was announced. It will go to 22 projects across the state. The Newsies funding was the only grant to support temporary jobs. Disney was the only company that produced the show Upstate that asked for the state incentive to replace the tax credit. This new theatrical tax credit is designed to level the playing field with other states that offer such incentives. Newsies is likely the first of many productions that Proctors hopes will start teching their shows at Proctors and bringing that kind of enterprise to the city of Schenectady.
We've been talking with the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. You can find out more by going to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.